What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Over 20 years ago, husband and wife team Gary and Anne-Marie Ezzo began their parenting ministry, helping parents to raise children according to biblical principles. Growing Kids God's Way has continued to spread across the world, with their resources being used in over 60 countries. In fact, each Monday morning here on 98.5 Sunshine FM, we discuss many of the Growing Families principles with Joan Grosser from Growing Families Australia. But I'm very pleased to welcome both Gary and Anne-Marie Ezzo to our studios today.
Thank you, Rodney.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's lovely to have you here in Australia. I guess you come to Australia every so often, and you must run into so many families who have been through the Growing Kids curriculum.
Well, that's one of our greatest joys, that it's not simply just visiting another country, but in fact, we're reconnecting with close friends who are like-minded, many who are leaders in the ministry, who have the same passion, the same desires to see the Christian family become all that it could possibly become. And there's a unity and something very, very beautiful with that connection.
I've often equated it to coming home for family reunions, because we do have so many relationships that have been started and continue to just grow and flourish. So it's
where
it's
we could get good
time.
Fish and chips.
Yes.
And I'm sure you also find families, people that you've never met before, but know you so well from the video series, that just thank you for the help that you've been in their lives.
Well, that does happen as well. And we're just always so blessed and encouraged. We have never, and I don't think we ever will, tire of hearing the work that God does in people's lives, in their homes, in their families, their marriages. It just blesses us. So it's very rewarding.
I believe it's a testimony, though, to the consistency of God's principles being mm-hmm. worked out in families, that the same type of beautiful results can take place whether we're in Australia, whether we're in Singapore, China, or in someplace in Asia, Europe, or Africa. It's always the same beautiful results, mm-hmm. and that's the thrill of seeing the consistency of God working in His people and His principles. Working as people.
Now, some people might think it's a bit presumptuous to say that Growing Kids God's Way, that this is God's only way to bring up children. How did you come to find the principles that you're teaching in these courses?
Well, it's always been our desire, first of all, to communicate the character of God. Our fundamental belief, naive as it may have been, Rodney, is that if we lift Jesus higher, all men will be drawn to Him. And one of the ways we can lift the name of Christ higher is by communicating His person. And the way you communicate His person is to communicate His character. The attributes, the moral attributes of the character of God is what defines His person, in the sense that those virtues of kindness and sharing and courtesy, the way we are to treat one another, thus the way we are to train our children to treat one another, siblings, right straight out to the neighborhood, it's found in the moral factor of God's character. And so when we talk about Growing Kids God's Way, the very first line of introduction defines it, and it says, in the way of the Lord. What is the way of the Lord? And to find the way of the Lord, one needs to understand the person of the God and the character and the beautiful side of the Lord. And that has always been our primary message, is communicate the beautiful side and the virtuous side of our God.
I know some people, and it's usually people that haven't done the course, will say that Growing Kids is a course that just teaches kids to be under strict supervision and to be disciplined, and that's about it. There's so much more, isn't there?
There certainly is, and I'm glad that you added the part that usually it's someone that has not ever been through the course, because that is another core principle of reaching the heart of the child and life. Although we would love to just have a list that we can check off of do this and don't do that, and just live our life that way, that is not reality. And so it is reaching the heart of the child with principle that they can take with them no matter where they are.
Yeah, I would say that Growing Kids God's Way is anything but legalistic or strict, because strictness is found in giving a directive without giving a why. But when you add the moral why in your instructions, and when you're trying to communicate to your children, you're fueling and giving life to your children, helping them become self-governing, self-regulating in terms of their own hearts, their own conscience, taking ownership of their own lives. Strictness And the type of, I think, often Christian legalism that sometimes Christian communities can fall into is because we're looking for a law, or as Anne-Marie said, we're looking for a rule. If you just give me this rule-based form of moral reasoning, I'll be happy. Growing kids God's way, and I would say Christianity itself is not rule-based. It's principle-based, and the principles are derived from the person of God. And what we attempt to do is to help parents understand, again, what are the principles? Now, applications, that could vary from culture to culture, even from family to family, but the principles, they're constant because they represent the person of God.
I suppose the whole time we're bringing our children up, we're preparing to let them go. And if we're not giving them a moral reason, then as soon as we're out of the picture, then they're free to do whatever. But if they have that moral base, then they're learning to make their own right decisions.
Well, one of our greatest fears is, and really one of the great sense of urgencies that we both possess, is helping parents understand that very point, that when you train children and you're just trying to make them or encourage them to just be nice kids, and you're only working with outward behavior but never working with the why behind it, the life principle behind it, you can produce a moral robot. And once they reach that teen years or maybe young adult years, when they're faced and challenged with why do you do what you do, then they don't really have an answer, because the precept and the principle, the why behind it, that's so freeing, that helps them to reason through and give them the moral logic they need for life, it's just not present. And that's when we so often hear those phrases, but he was raised in the church, and I had made sure he had good Christian influences, and he went to youth group, and he's walked away from everything. And said, why does that happen? And it usually happens because the child is moral on the outside, but not moral on the inside. And what we attempt to do in Growing Kids God's Way is help parents realize you want to raise the child that's moral on the inside, because that'll take care of a lot of the issues on the outside when they grow up.
One of the big things that the course focuses on is not just the interaction between the parents and the children, but certainly developing the relationship between the parents themselves.
The husband and wife relationship, and because that is the first nucleus, relationship that's been established in the family, and for husbands and wives to realize that they have to continually nurture that relationship, because, as you say, we do nurture our children, raise them, and then one day they are going to leave and establish their own families or homes, and then we're left with each other, and we want to make sure that the couple that started together know each other better when their children leave.
And when we consider just the development of children, just the way God has designed us, humanly speaking, one of the greatest gifts that any mom and dad can give to their children is the gift of knowledge, of knowing, helping their children know that mom and dad love each other. The challenge then that we face in our societies, while that might be true in a very beautiful, completed nuclear family, but what are you going to do with a single parent? Mm-hmm. What do you do with a blended family? And at the same time, while we make that statement, we realize, but in the single-parent home, where maybe there's not a father, or maybe there's not a mother in some cases, that the principle of security can be communicated to the children as each parent is able to dedicate themselves to the person of God himself as the father. And that's where the Christian community and the church comes around them and surrounds them. But if you're together as a mom and dad, one of the greatest gifts you can give to your children is letting your children know that you love each other.
And I suppose that's where the concept of couch time comes in. Can you explain that for some people who don't understand the idea of what couch time is? Tell us what that's about.
Well, couch time would be one of those vehicles that would demonstrate the principle of the priority of the husband and wife relationship, where when dad or mom, when they come home after a day away at work or whatever the situation is, that they actually set aside specific time where they will focus their attention on one another. And they don't literally have to sit on the couch, but it's the concept of putting aside some time that the children know that this is dad and mom's special time. We can sit and play and observe and all that, but this is dad and mom's special time.
Even if it's only for 10 minutes a day. And the reason we encourage that is because we believe that God put in with every one of us, even as young children, just that need and that sense, Rodney, to know, does mom and dad love each other? And that couch time is a visual demonstration of mom and dad's togetherness. And in a sense, what it does is it causes children just to, every day to breathe a sense of, okay, everything's okay there. Now I can get on with being a child. And it's a freeing agent. It's just helping children, a very visual application to help children have that full sense that mom and dad have it together. And it's a beautiful thing.
And the concept does carry through even into the home of a single parent. You know, we encourage our single moms or dads to have a time that they set aside too, that whether it be just a little quiet time that they have with the Lord, but for the children to realize, okay, we do have a God that is the father to the fatherless.
Couch time with God.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that's also when the parents are together, it's modeling how we want our children to be interacting with their partners when they eventually marry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you're doing is you're giving a beautiful deposit for your son-in-laws or daughter-in-laws of the future so that your children are actually learning how to develop and maintain a beautiful relationship when they get to the place of being that mommy and daddy, that they do not forget that they are first husband and wife. And that was the original family relationship that God started it all with, was that husband-wife relationship.
And it's interesting you should use the word modeling, though, because often we'll hear the stories from parents that once they begin the practice of couch time, their children look forward to it and begin to hold their parents accountable. But oftentimes they'll share, and one time, you know, they'll say, our kids are saying, oh, mommy and daddy are having their couch time. Let's go have our couch time. So it's actually fostered good sibling relationships because it's created a time for them to chat.
With modeling, of course, we can say, you know, we did all the right things, as you were mentioning before, Gary, about people that are brought up in the church and they've had this good input. We can just expect that the modeling is going to do it all, that they've seen these things happen in front of them. They've seen people live out rich Christian lives in front of them, therefore they're naturally going to take that up. But it's got to be combined with teaching, doesn't it?
Well, it's modeling. It is teaching, i.e. Education, educating our children, more than just training, but educating their hearts. But there's another factor that we think is vitally important, and that is the broader sense of community of like-minded families who can come alongside and produce the positive peer pressure that children need. When we look at our societies right now, what we're finding is there's a tremendous amount of competition for the children. I mean, we are competing with here we are in radio, but we're competing with radio, rock stations, the public sector concept of public ideas of humanism, media, magazines. We're competing against all of that that does not necessarily hold to the values and virtues we're trying to instill. And so the modeling important, the teaching important, but the really what caps it around and seals it is the broader sense of like-minded community. It's role modeling, educating, and getting yourself involved. And that's why getting into classes such as one of our curriculum, such as a Growing Kids Causeway class, you are involving yourselves and you're growing in a like-minded community. And that's the community that God intended that produces the positive peer pressure, both on parents, but positive peer pressure on the children as it's pulling everyone up rather than pulling everyone down.
You're talking there about all the things that we're competing with, and especially with the negative peer pressure that that our children are facing today. Many people would say that they're under pressures that we were never under. So therefore, does an organization that got going almost 20 years ago have the answers for what's happening today? Has growing kids been able to keep updating? Or is it really the principles that have carried it all along?
Well, the answer to that is really twofold, yes and yes. Yes, the principles do carry it on because God's principles will never change because the character of God never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and yes, forever. But we have to change. The fact that peer pressure changes with the culture, the fact that the statement is made, that, but we never had to battle that, it is true. The pressures that are on today's parents are far greater than the pressures, let's say, that were on us, which is we're far greater than the pressures that were on our mom and dad. That all has to do with the changes and shifts in cultural values and in mores. And as we've now moved into the post-modern Australian, post-modern world, everything changes. It's everyone's playing on the same field, but everyone's playing a different game with different rules. And boy, it's really a mess down there. So then when you bring a constant in that community of like-mindedness and you bring the principles that are continually, that are not changing, that only produces a security within the child, that produces a consistency of behavior. And that is some of the best preventative medicine against the negative peer pressure, because there's consistency that is being woven into the heart of our children.
Because we're finding even the new generation of parents that are coming into these to our small groups, there's something that rings true to their spirit. And even though they may not have been at all nurtured according to this principles of God's word, when they hear it, because they're seeking and they desire something for their children that's different from even maybe the way they were raised, or even if they were raised in the church, it's like, oh, because of the why behind it and understanding the principle, it just rings true in their own spirit, and then they're committed to following through.
I suppose a lot of people would say that when they have kids, there's no how to do it manual, but and it's just a matter of finding ways that are going to help us to focus on what God wants to happen with our children, and growing kids God's way is certainly a way of doing that.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because in the truest sense, Rodney, there are a whole bunch of how to do manuals, but there's only one why to do it manual, and that is the Word of God. And when they understand the why, then the applications, the hows, then make sense. See, in our societies, what we have done is we have tried to create a whole bunch of workable hows. How do I solve this problem? How do I discipline? How do I educate? And so we have all of these hows, but they're not related to the bigger why. When you understand and work from the Christian worldview, work from the confidence of Scripture, you then begin to develop your master why of life. And from that big why of life, then the hows begin to make sense. And I think that's why, as Anne-Marie just said, these young parents come, they sit into a class, and something just rings true to them. It just makes sense all of a sudden. And we think what makes sense is the connection between the big moral why, the character of Christ, and the application. And where the principle, that's pretty standard. That doesn't change. The application can vary from home to home. What it looks like can vary from culture to culture, society to society. But the principle is still there. And connecting the two is what makes sense out of all of it.
Well, Gary and Anne-Marie, we wish you all the best for the future. It sounds like there's a very bright future ahead. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.